The native VPN client in Windows 10 was designed to provide a simple, intuitive interface for configuring basic VPN connection settings. To launch the UI, click Start and open the Modern Settings interface. Click on Network and Internet Settings and select VPN. Here you'll be able to view information about existing connection profiles on the device or create your own. To create a new VPN connection, click Add a VPN connection. An interface will pop, prompting you to enter information and configure settings related to the connection profile. In the VPN provider, you can select any of the installed plugins on the device. By default, the Windows built-in VPN provider is the only one installed. If any additional plugin providers from third parties are installed from the Windows Store, they'll show up here as well. Use the connection name field to give a descriptive name to the connection. We're connecting to the Contoso company network, so I'll call it Contoso VPN. Your VPN administrator may have even given you an IP address or a name to resolve to the VPN server endpoint. You'd enter that information here. Our VPN administrator has created the name vpn.contoso.com, so I'll use that to resolve VPN. The native Windows VPN client supports all of the common VPN tunneling types as shown here. The VPN administrator may have given you a specific tunnel type to select, such as PPTP, L2TP IPsec, SSTP, or IPsec using IPv2. However, if not, you can select the automatic setting, and the VPN client will cycle through each of the available types until a connection is made. The Connection Settings UI allows you to select from a couple of authentication methods using the Type of Sign-in Info field. Here we have username and password, or your administrator might provide you information to connect using a smart card or one-time password. In this demo, we'll stick with username and password. Input your username and optionally the related password. And you can select the checkbox to decide whether to remember this information on the device or not. Clearing the box will cause it to prompt for username password information every time you want to connect. So that's the more secure of the options. Click Save. And here we see our new Contoso VPN connection profile.